Blog Talk Radio.
Tribulation has been so severe. But God, if you come now and take me to that high place. Father, you say that all things work for good, and you say you will deliver. Now, Father, I just want to go back to that secret place, that walk in life where we spend so much time together. Oh, God, where you met me at the lake when I'm fishing, where I'm walking the 6 miles on the trail. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you. Thank you for showing me the things of life, Father, that I learned for and I asked you for, and you did provide me the promise. God, but right now, I just want to tell you thank you. Thank you for the experience, Father, and everything that I have experienced, Father, whether it was good or bad, it was because of you were shaping me for greater. Take me to this high place, Father. As you taught me so many times to respect the promise, it is still the promise. So, Father, I don't turn my back on the promise, but, Father, I just want to get back closer to you. And whatever your will is at this particular time in my life, Father, let it be done. Father, in the name of Jesus, watch over my family. Watch over my loved ones. Oh, Father, right now, we all going through, Father. It's not just me, but we all are going through. Watch over ministry, Father, as the severe has got even heavier. The attacks have got even heavier on them. Everybody that listened to this broadcast, Lord, I want you to bless them and touch them indeed. You told me a long time ago, Father, a few months ago, that at the appointed time, you will reveal yourself to me. Father, thank you. Oh, God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, Satan don't get no victory here. We claim all the glory. We claim all the honor and the peace in your Son, Jesus' name. Father, take us higher. Take us higher, Lord, right now. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Thank you, Lord. All for tuning in to the time of transfer, and believe me, hallelujah, I'm in a worshiping mood because I've been in a funk lately, and I gotta get out this funk, and the Lord say, son, it's time for you to stop having a pity pack. Whatever is going on, I got it. I'm in control. Allow me to do my will and not your will. But I need you to direct your attention back on me. I need you to focus on me. Don't worry about nothing else, but focus on me, and I'm going to lead you to that path. So, Lord, I ask you right now to take me to the high place. You can always visit us. We can have a new, it's been a little while since I've been back on the radio broadcast, and it's funny how things will come in your life and push you back to where God has you at the first place. I don't believe I'm going to get too many people to say amen, but I just want to say thank you. God has been able to show me some stuff about myself. I mean, it ain't about nobody else. It's about Anthony and what Anthony needs to do. Ever Tony has to get things in order. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we want to take you to a message that God given me earlier this year, and I was waiting on the time to deliver, but as he gave me the message, all hell was breaking out way before it broke out. Good God Almighty. And I refused to look at it because I thought I can handle it. But when God give you warning, you need to act to the warning. Oh, because he's giving you that for a person, for a purpose. And since he's doing it for a purpose, it's up to you to pay attention. We're going to be coming from 1 Samuel 1. We're going to deal with a favorite subject of mine was in revival, and it's Hannah. I have a great respect for Hannah. Because one thing that I did learn more and study and still meditating on 1 Samuel was that Hannah made a vow and a commitment. And she was committed to the vow and the commitment. That's a lot of times that you find people that make vows, that make commitment that are not committed to. But God said at this appointed time that he want to release some things to his people. This message is about breakthrough. This message is about a miracle. But it's also about the respect and the love and the dedication that one has to God. Once you have this respect, the love, and the dedication to God, God will turn around and work things out in your behalf. You can't mistreat misuse or treat people wrong, especially the things of God. You have to be careful. And Hannah understood that. When the people were talking about Hannah because she was old and she was barren and she couldn't do nothing, Hannah never said a bad thing about her. Matter of fact, Hannah even prayed for them. God of mine. When you have the right relationship with God, you don't have to worry about what people say. You don't have to worry about nothing. If your husband ain't right, keep your relationship with God. It's going to get right. If your wife ain't right and your relationship with God is right, it's going to get right. If your children is acting crazy and your relationship is right with God, it's going to get right. If that's problems on your job and your relationship is right with God, the people on that job got to get right because you made a commitment and a vow to God to serve him and to hold on to your commitment. See, we make these commitments all the time. We'll say we committed to this, we committed to that, oh, I'm going to be here, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But are we committed to the commitment that we made? And that's one of the problems that I see in the body of Christ each and every day. And I was in revival in this mess, and this mess brought a lot of things home to me. But as I was going through so much, I'm talking about so much, it almost made me miss it. And I said, Lord, if you give me a chance to teach and preach this message again, like you allowed me to do that Friday, I'm going to let it go. I'm not going to get in the way, Elder Tony, going to get out the way and everything. And he said, well, you could do it right now. Good God Almighty. So you got to be careful what you tell the Lord. Because when you tell the Lord something, you got to hold. So we're in 1 Samuel. Let me get through this here. I spent a lot of time already talking. Hannah, 1 Samuel, verse 8 say, and then Elham, her husband, said to her, Hannah, why do you weep? Why do you not eat? And why is your heart grieved? Am I not better to you than the 10 sons? So Hannah arose after that they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh. Now Eli the priest was sitting on the seat by the doorpost of the tabernacle of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed to the Lord and weep in anguish. Then she made a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if you would indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant and remember me, and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a male child, then I will give him to what? The Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall come upon his head. See, one of the things about Hannah is, right, Hannah asked for, and when we read the King James, it's going to say, not the New King James, but the regular King James, it's going to say a man child. And that's a big difference. She didn't just ask for a boy. She didn't ask for a son. She asked for a man child. So she had, when she asked for what she wanted from God, she had a specific, good God Almighty, she had specific instructions on what she told God she wanted. And when God give us the promise on what we ask for, we have to be careful how we treat it and hold it. But Hannah did this thing in a very unique way. See, Hannah prayed for the maid servant. And first of all, she said, let the maid servant be blessed too, Lord. And then, Lord, as you blessing her, remember me. Remember me, Lord. Remember me, because, Lord, I'm standing in the gap. I'm faithful. I'm dedicated to you, Father. I'm honorable. Father, I'm trying to live the right way in life, Father. I'm holy and I'm righteous. Father, I'm doing the things that I'm supposed to do. So, Father, please, after you bless her, please don't forget about me. This is what Hannah was saying. She said, but I want a man-child. In other words, she had specific she had a blessing that she didn't want just any old son. She wanted a man child. In other words, she was looking for a leader. She wanted, and then she said, Lord, when you give him to me, bless me this time, Lord. If you do this for me, Lord, if you open up the doors, Father, if you go in and do a new thing in me, Father, when you bless me with this man-child, Father, I'm going to turn around and give it back to you. And when I give it back to you, it's going to serve you all the days of its life. In other words, we be asking God for children, and they tell us what to do. We don't never turn around and give them back to God. That's why some of them ain't in church today. That's why a lot of them around here now don't even know God, don't even have the right relationship with God. We too busy asking for something, but we don't know how to turn around and tell the Lord thank you. We need to have, we're supposed to be able to do the things we're supposed to do with them back to the Lord. But we won't do it. We too busy trying to get stuff for ourselves and not paying attention what we need to do to the Lord. Sometimes we need to tell the Lord thank you for what all he's doing. So now Hannah spoke in her heart only. Her lips when her husband, look at the 12 verse. It said, and it had happened as she continued praying before the Lord that Eli watched her mouth. Now Hannah spoke in her heart, only her lips moved. Sometimes you're in the house with these folks you done hooked up with, and they get mad because you're praying because their relationship ain't right. You ain't got to go bigger than fussing with them. All you got to do is just shut your mouth and keep praying and let God handle them. You ain't got to go going tit for tat with them. You got to learn how to let God fight your battles. You got to learn how to honor what God has given and keep on going, because everybody's not going to be where you are in your relationship. So it makes a big difference. So when we look at Hannah, Hannah serves as a divine purpose for us. There's some things in Hannah. Not only is she one of the most recognizable women in the scripture, for all these reasons, but we must also remember her story for her deep her deep anguish over what? Being a mother. Because here this Hannah couldn't have none. She was barren, meaning that she could not reproduce. That's nothing, that was nothing good would come out of her. That means she was sterile. She wasn't fertile. But she was watching all the women have these children, and she desired to have that. We desire to have a lot of things in our life, but when God gives us, are we in position to receive it? That's one thing we need to keep in mind. Are we in position to handle the promise when God gives us? So what Hannah did was got herself in position to receive from God. She didn't get upset. She didn't work. All she did was keep on praying to God, staying in position. And at that time, not only did she stay in position, she prayed for others. She wished the others were right. We don't do that. We do all this. See, at this particular, see, let me show you something. We look at this here. Let's go back and look at this scripture here. When God turned around and gave Hannah the baby, it said, then David rose early, verse 19, right? Eli, go back to 17. And Eli answered and said, go in peace, and God of Israel, grant your petition, which you have what? Asked him. And she said, let your maidservant, listen to Hannah now, find favor in your sight, so that the woman went her way and ate, and her face was what? No longer sad. In other words, Hannah turned around and said, let the maidservant find favor in your sight, Lord. Then they rose up early in the morning and worshiped before the Lord and returned and came to their house at Ramah. So you got to understand this thing here. They didn't just wake up in the morning, but they woke up in the morning and start to worship God for what he's already doing for them, for the already the change. But see, when we get the change, when we get the blessings of God, we don't give God the praise. We look and see what we can come up with, every little fine fault we can come up with to make sure that God gave us something. Well, what's the use of asking God for anything when we ain't sure? So God turned around, right? And Hannah knew Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remember her. So it came to pass in the process of time, right? That's what it said in the New King James. But at the appointed time that Hannah could see and bore a son. In other words, at this particular time in your life, God has placed a miracle. God is want to do a miracle in your life at this appointed time. So he called him Samuel, saying, because I have asked for him from the Lord. This is your time that God is about to do the miraculous miracle, the breakthrough that you want at this appointed time. When you learn how to give God back for everything he has given you, then you don't have to worry about nothing else. And you tell the Lord, Lord, I give it back so they can worship you all the days of their life. Not, Lord, give it back to me and you, whatever your will is, whatever you're doing, do it, or I'm done. Not that attitude, but the attitude is, Lord, you take care of this. And God get the praise, and God get the honor, and he get all the glory for what he has done. But we got to understand this, that God is on our side. This don't have nothing to do with us. It's all about Jesus. You got to look at Hannah. Hannah was, let me show you something. Hannah was unbelievable because her commitment to her, commitment. She was committed to the commitment she made and the vows. This is why God didn't just bless her with one son, but he gave her five more. Good God Almighty. He didn't just do it one. Not only did he do it for her, but he did it for the other woman too, the other maidservant. They was having children because of the commitment to the commitment, because of the faith. She didn't have no doubt that God was going to do it. She kept on. And when she got the promise of God, she gave it back to God.
so that God can do the work with it. So God can have the glory, get the victory and the glory. She ain't boast and brag about it. She ain't had to worry about it. She ain't attack it. She gave it to God. And one thing about Hannah that I like, too, if Hannah didn't have nothing good to say, she wouldn't say nothing bad about you. She wouldn't. She kept her mouth closed. She kept her mouth closed and did everything that she thought was right in God's eyesight. You know, I myself would be the biggest enemy to myself because of the faults and the things that I have done in my life. In order for me to get right with God, I must first take ownership and be accountable of what the things I have done. If I have screwed up, I screwed up. I got to be the bigger man and say, Lord, please forgive me. I messed up. I messed up so bad, Lord. And now it's in your hand. Now I have to continue, though, and keep my eyes on the prize. And continue to do what God has for me. This has nothing to do with nothing else. It has all the things to do. Do I love Jesus more than I love everything else? You can't make the devil make you out of line. You got to be willing to sacrifice and be obedient to everything that you have. One thing, one of the most important principles you always have to remember, you have to be obedient to the sacrifice. You got to be able to do what God asks you to do. Everything you got have to be willing to sacrifice for what the greater that God has. I don't care what it costs for. If God has to be the first and the most important thing in your life. Nothing else matters. He give every man, woman, visions and dreams and desires. He give them that. Everybody got that. What makes it? The good is that when they can able to come together as one and put it together as one, and they get double for their trouble. That is the double blessing in marriages. You got to look at Hannah husband. Now he got blessed with 6 more kids. But he had to learn how to shut his mouth and get out of the way because she was getting blessed by God. He couldn't get mad. He couldn't get upset. He couldn't go away. He couldn't leave. He had to stay there because that's the promise. Let God work the promise. You can't work the promise. Let God work it. Because what God has given to them and you at this particular time, it's going to cause for some trials and tribulations to go through. It's last. You got to look at this here. There were 4 women in the Bible that suffer infertile. Before Hannah, 3 other women endure, they have not been able to conceive. Sarah was one, followed by Rebecca and Rachel. However, Hannah accepted God's promise with unwavering faith to God Almighty. But the other 3 did not. Sarah last. As the angel proclaimed that God would give her a child. Rebecca's question was, if all the well, why am I going through this? Why are these twins struggling? Why are my babies going through him? Why all of this here going through? Stella said, Lord, you blessed me with this. That's a struggle in my womb. I'm going to take this to you. Once I conceive this, then all of this is yours. I got to give you back what you gave me. Then Rachel gave the responsibility to her husband. Wow. But Hannah trusted God without a doubt or concern. Her reverence, fear of the Lord, were just more qualities of a godly character. You got to understand, Hannah dedicated Samuel back to the Lord. She fulfilled her commitment. How many of us fulfilled our commitment with God? How many of us really feel our commitment with God? Continue to go to Uptop Ministry at www.up-tp.org or send in your minute prayer request any requests for engagements for Elder Tony, send them in. We're living in a time right now that we're in the most perverted and sexual and most perverted and corrupt world, where the children of God are trying to line up with the world. They're alienated from God and trying to compromise everything with the world. But that ain't how it goes. It's the reason why we got to have patience and persevere. It's the reason why we got to cling together. Saints got to stay together so that the people of God will see, the world will see that they are stronger when they're together. Keep you all and hold you is my prayer.